The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast. It's Justine.
And Geneva. Hi, friends. We're talking about Traitors and other things. We
Summer
watched
House.
Bravo this week. It's a
yeah.
Summer House primarily.
Oh, I guess 5 minutes of Vanderpump Rules. We'll talk about
sure.
it.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So primarily Traitors, Summer House, 10 out of 10 season. Can't wait to talk to you about that. some gossip. Oh, all right. I'll just tell you my Dune 2 review. Went last night in the theater, IMAX.
IMAX. Wow.
Am I Rotten Tomatoes reading?
Are the seats really deep when you sit down in the seat? Does it feel like they missed some spot?
Like,
how often are they really rubbing these down and people are picking their nose and they're and doing weird stuff?
You can't think about those things.
It's gross.
You gotta just
I was telling Tyler, I like to sit in an old seat where it was real clean, just even if there
oh, you want like an old
seat.
School theater seat, like where
at least it's
tight.
Clean. I don't want to sit where in the folds of someone else. It's gross. Time after time after time.
These were very foldy seats. I know exactly, like extra fabric. So I see your point. I didn't think of that as I was sitting there.
Yeah, most
the movie's like a
90 life and not 90, let that get to them.
94. Timothy Chalamet is a star. Like if I was 20, I would be
he's
obsessed
cute.
With him. He is a movie star, though. He has like that quality of like holding a film. Well, you saw Willy Wonka, which I didn't see.
Yeah, I thought Willy Wonka was cute. Way too much singing. You could just
singing. I thought it was fantastic, a phenomenal movie, like just visually amazing. The music was great. I mean, captivating. I thought it was fantastic.
What's the point of Dune? Is it Star Wars?
It's ish. No, it's like, but it's like another universe story, and these are planets and like, yeah.
Dune with the kids. That'd be a good one.
Yes. I think the oldest.
I gotta get
kids,
on the
maybe.
Dune train.
Yeah, you do. He's a star.
I'd be shocked. Vernon loves some movie. Oh, I wish I remember the name. He likes fantasy movies. I don't know if he'll get this. This might be too, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's
might be too
cool
sophisticated.
Scenes.
Yeah.
Right. Not a lot of dialogue, so I think like the action takes
oh really
you.
Not a lot of dialogue.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
And Dune, you're watching it and it what's the point? Like what's the story? What is the main
it's
thing
essentially like
a sentence about it?
He's a son of a king who of like one planet who was like coming over to take over this other planet.
Oh,
was like gifted
God,
to
why
him
have
by
I
the
not
Emperor.
Watched it.
Yeah, and then
love that
the drama begins from there, and there's like, you know, there's a natural resource that they're all after, and like, you know, it's captivating.
Oh,
you would
resource.
Like it.
That's in real life here. I would love it. I'm gonna watch it. You sold me.
Yeah, all right, great. I recommend it. And he,
what did you
I'm telling
eat there?
You, phenomenal. I had popcorn and great question. Sour straws. You remember the old school like Sour Patch sour straws or whatever those are called, like thin.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Delicious. I hadn't had
they
those in 15 years or something. Sour straws.
They are
great.
Really good.
Yeah.
So what's her face? Who's the girl in it? Zendaya?
Zendaya. Yeah.
Star good for her. She's really got a career, doesn't she?
She really does.
She's a beauty. She's a star.
Her fashion. She's the it girl. It's great.
But she's not screwing Chalamet.
No, she's with the other guy.
Kylie
Tom
Jenner.
Holland. Right.
Tom Holland and him. He should murder Tom Holland because I can't tell them apart. They're the same
they
person.
Are like, yeah,
they must
go
for the same roles.
I'm sure they do. They're that same demographic.
Run him over at the mall. I mean, you can't tell them apart.
I couldn't tell you a Tom Holland thing other than Spider-Man. Yeah. At all.
Neither could Zendaya. She hates them. She wishes she was with the real star. She picked the wrong shorty.
She took the wrong horse. All right, you said you had
gossip.
I'm going to
watch it tonight. Please
do.
And did you eat dinner and it was a whole date, or was it just a movie?
No, just a movie, you know. It was three
What time
hours
did you
long
go?
paying for a babysitter. 3 p.m.
I know, I get it. It sucks that you don't have family nearby.
I know. I can just ditch them.
That's why I had a dream you were moving back to your home city, and man, we could just live life. I was like, oh, I get to hang out all the time. God, it would be so di
Good
life would
dream.
be so different. But you get living in a nice spot. Instagram sells me on Las Vegas. There's so
There we
much to
go.
do.
There is a lot
There's a
to
lot
do.
of nice parks for children in Las Vegas.
Yes, I started following. They came up on my feed. Some mom that just goes, Instagram, man, just goes around to different parks.
It's the place. And
It's my algorithm now.
When the world falls apart, everybody's going to want to live there.
So there's no
Okay.
water. Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
Gossip.
right. I know. I wrote them out. Okay. So do you care at all? I don't care, but I'm fascinated about Kristen Cavallari, and she's just such a rebel.
There is something so odd about her just as a human. I don't know how to describe it, but I agree with you. Like the fact that somehow she looks the same, but like I can't forget that Cavallari show with her and Jay
Jay
Cutler, and just
Cutler.
the fact that she was married to Jay Cutler, it's like something's off about her, you know? I
Oh
agree.
yeah.
Fascinating. And I like, again, I'm not on TikTok, so when I see these videos of him in some Montana TikTok group, it's like, what the fuck
I
is happening?
just discovered, I think that I've seen the Montana boys around maybe, and then somehow,
Okay.
no, maybe I saw that she was dating him and this is all happening really fast. I can't tell which chicken or the egg came first. But
You're like in an alternate universe of
37
content.
and 24. I know that men get away with it.
No.
But having children, she's got two boys. They're probably 10 years
Exactly.
old.
They're
A
11,
24 year
12.
old to me, I want to
Infant.
cook him dinner and tell him
Yes.
what a smart, capable person he is. I don't want to suck his dick.
She's that's the thing though. That's the weird part. It's like when I saw somebody said when Laguna Beach aired, he was
Yeah,
like
he was
three or
two.
something.
That
Just
puts
like,
it in
geez.
perspective. It's
Yes.
weird.
And that's when you're like,
And
okay,
it's a
fuck.
double standard of women.
You're
That is, but it's,
100%.
but women are smarter. Women are not
Exactly. I'm sorry.
running. That's
There's
why
a
we should have all men, all women should be leaders. Look at the royal family. It's falling apart the second the queen dies. I
It's
mean, it's
true.
in shambles.
This is the thing. A 37-year-old woman and a 24-year-old male, you flip-flop those. It's
They're on
okay because a
different planets
24-year-old
of
woman
Dune.
can rise to a 37-year-old man's intelligence like that, if not already exceeding it, and just
Right,
like
give her a little
conversationally.
money. Right.
It can be superficial. Men are fine with that. You know, all of these things. So it's just, it is weird
So
because,
different.
again, he's just making TikTok content. She's a, he's like a
And
mom.
like mouthing these songs all sassy. And he's like this really foxy, like beefy dude.
So
And he's
weird.
mouthing songs. And you want to make fun of him for it. But now he's screwing
A
Kristen
millionaire.
Cavallari. And right. And he's loaded. They're like, oh, is she paying for everything? He's loaded too. Those kids are making a ton of money off
Yes,
TikTok.
100%. It's
I think
such a
they're in
weird
her
world.
house. And when I first saw it, I was blown away when she came out the back. And then
I
they
saw
say
that. It's like,
millennials raise their hand up when they dance. She did the millennial move. She raised, I'm all country. And then he grabs her by the tits. You can't stop watching it. It is
so
wild.
weird. Yeah, it's wild. I don't. Kristen Cavallari is a really. You think about the perseverance of her as a character, it's pretty amazing. Like,
Yes.
she really, since that show, what has she been doing? Building
Uncommon
that little
Jane,
jewelry
she's
line? It's
right,
just she's
selling
figured it
jewelry
out. She's
that
figured out how
turns
to
people's
stay
skin green.
famous for decades.
She has.
Yeah.
She should be on reality TV all the time. It should never have ever stopped.
Oh, question
She's
for you.
watchable.
Do you want to watch the J-Lo documentary? Not the movie, but the documentary. Should we watch
I'll
that?
watch a
I think we
documentary.
should.
I didn't
Evidently,
want
there's
to
a
watch her
documentary that
dancing in the rain.
accompanies. No, no, no.
Okay.
There's a documentary that accompanies the making of that video where you see a lot of her and Ben. I think we should watch it,
Oh
maybe.
yeah, I'd love to watch
All
that.
right. It's on Amazon. We'll watch it and we'll talk about it.
I saw a video of him talking to Jennifer Garner, and if I was J-Lo, I'd be pissed. He looked charmed.
He looked very happy. I saw the picture. The happiest he's looked in years.
Like, he's sick. He can't be happy with anybody. That's a face Tyler should never make to any woman, or murder is on the table. Hold on.
Yeah.
The daughter that shaved her head of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner is the oldest daughter, who is like the little bookworm, or is she the middle one?
Do they have two kids or three?
They have three. So maybe
it's a boy,
the middle
and two
one.
Girls. I'm not sure. Yeah. One's going through it.
If I shave my head, my mom would have had a panic attack. Good for Jennifer Garner and them.
I know.
Because they put on a brave face.
It's a different world nowadays, you know?
But still, but shaving your hair off, it is a different world. But I'm just back to what I got a nose ring when I was like way past the age where I could go get one by myself. My mom shamed me. If I shave my head, my mom, you could hear her probably scream to her knees through the whole town if I did that. What would your parents do if you came home with a shaved head, you think?
Yeah, they'd think something was wrong with me. They'd be concerned.
I was shocked.
But like,
and her
again,
rolling around with J-Lo's kid, they're Hollywood, so it is different. But
it's different. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, Hollywood is one of the sickest industries in the world. Like, when you think about all the shit that happens and the ecosystem of this weird place and how it fucks people up and eats you up and spits you out and like sexually assault people, just like, it's a crazy, crazy world. Sucking dick to get parts, you know? It's like, it's wild.
Crazy.
It's like an underbelly.
Cat
like
Williams is a truther,
industry.
And I believe every word he says.
I agree.
I know there's a talent show at my kid's school, and my middle son, he always comes up with jokes and says jokes that make you laugh, but they're like little kid jokes.
Oh my God.
It clicked to me.
I go,
you should do a stand-up set for the talent show. And he's like, no, I don't want to. And then we got him practicing with a microphone.
Oh my God,
I love this. And so we're trying to come up with a little set for him. I'm nervous for him if he really goes through and tries out and everything. But then I was on the phone with my parents. I'm like, Tyler, he was looking up kid comedians to show him what it really is, because he was like, well, I don't even know what a comedian is. And I was like, look up Amanda Bynes.
She's the man.
And look up her stand up as a kid. And my mom's like, Amanda Bynes. I'm like, yeah, she was a kid comedian. She was on Nickelodeon. She was on all that, like the kids SNL. My mom's like, oh, I didn't know that. And I go, yeah, she got, and then I get down the dark hole of life, and my parents are like, whoa. I'm like, yeah, she was molested and whatever, allegedly, by that guy who was coming out that he did that to all those kids. And I saw a picture of her in a hot tub with the guy, and that's what happened to her. That's why she is the way. And my dad and mom were like, whoa. And it just was like, and looking back, this is all alleged, there's no fact,
yes.
But she was so charming, so sharp, so on top of the game. There was
something to a high magnitude
that
yes.
was laying in brewing in her for her to go this way.
We watched She's the Man the other day. She is so good in that movie and so funny. Like, she was a comedic. She had such good timing. It's a shame.
Gorgeous, unique look. Not just your average. She was so pretty, but she
great face.
Wasn't. You know, yeah, it's so sad.
Yeah. I don't know how we got there.
Oh, it's just how dark Hollywood is.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
And your son's future. I love you're forcing him to
No,
be,
I'm not gonna push
him.
I don't
even know what a comedian is.
But when he says all these jokes and we're like, oh, and
no,
then
I love
like,
this. That's really
so
brave
then,
if he does
but,
that.
But he said, no, I don't want to do it in the car. And then when we got home, he was like, he was talking about it and wanting to hook up the microphone because he got a little amp or whatever from her birthday or Christmas or something. So he was thinking about it and brewing it. So
love it.
We'll see.
Nurture it. All right. Any other gossip?
Okay. It's a 1 year anniversary of Scandoval. Not really gossip, but fascinating. It seems like that was 5 years ago.
God, really does.
And Ariana's life has flipped upside down in a year. That's a big year for her. That could put you in the nut ward.
I mean, she capitalized on every opportunity she had while keeping that disheveled little room in that sad house. So listen, she's working.
Okay. And last is Brittany and Jax.
I think it's for publicity.
At first, I was hoping that it wasn't, but it's sick. All of a sudden, now they're finding them in alleyways outside of.
Yeah.
And
getting,
they both are
getting
such,
photographed.
They're such
all the
bad
time.
Actors.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's for the show. Even it might be true, and like they're capitalizing it for on the show intentionally, which I think is even more fucked up, or it's fake for the show.
Do you think Brittany and Jack, like there's videos of her with hangers and things, they're just moving and they're both moving, and they just want to make it look like she's this single mom moving her stuff.
Right, right. I think it's, I don't buy it really, and I like don't think it's real would be my person. I don't know. It just feels fake. Feels real fake.
God, isn't it sick?
It is. But to be expected. They've been dying to get back in the spotlight. So this desperate. Is their chance. They want to make that shitty show good. You know what I mean? So they're trying.
So the show must be shit, because I would think I would watch it no matter what.
Yeah,
and anybody who watches a Bravo and everybody says, oh, we don't want. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're watching Southern Hospitality. Oh, last thing. Did you see that clip of Danielle? So it is true that Luann banged that little boy. And she's wild.
I am telling you right now, and we still haven't done it, so we got to redo our Mount Rushmore. Luann is a star. She's out here. Like, when you think about Ultimate Girls Trip, we undervalued how much game they are spitting. She's pissed at Kelly Ben Simone about not bringing her to the Rangers game to get single men. She is on the prowl like nothing we have ever seen before outside of Samantha from Sex and the City. She is out here, and it's amazing. 24?
A child. Up. She's we just double the about age this. Of she's this double is, the age.
This is Kristen Cavallari plus 20 years.
Oh my God. What I wish star. We could you could hear what he had to say about banging Luann.
I bet it's amazing. She's fucking
I bet
fit.
It is too.
Decades of experience. She's
I can't imagine the light. She closes the blinds. She comes out. It's like a movie.
Yeah.
She comes out. Let me freshen Seduction. Up. Darling.
Come
want
on.
Some froze. It's crazy.
Oh, it's so good though. And
Danielle,
I love this is fucked up, but
loser.
I love that it happened to Danielle. Exactly. We'll talk about that later.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Luann is a classic.
Do you want to start with Summer House or you want to talk Traitors first? Where are you most compelled?
Well, I guess let's roll into Summer House. To me, I'm just loving every second of it.
Okay. All right. So listen, we'll just start here because I think we're aligned on this. We have been longtime stands of Lindsay as a character on television, as a person that we have enjoyed watching. This was the worst thing I've ever seen for her. It is a accumulation of every bad thing she's done and how she's harped on every single relationship she's been in and her rage and like put it on a like she literally is like telling her fiance she's about to get married to that she thinks he's on coke while she's wasted. It's crazy. It's so irresponsible and fucked up.
I can't. It's way worse than I ever thought. I'm turned on her forever. I never thought I could.
Me
last
too.
Episode I said there's nothing that she could do. She did it. Her energy is so nasty when she goes into the house just to start.
With West, the way she's treating him about the room, he's doing every single thing to appease her. Did you need the fan? Did you want that room? That's the hottest room in the house. It's like, why are you acting
I love her
like
voice.
This?
I love her voice. When she sees him at the basketball court and she's like, hey, and
those friends scatter.
They seem like they
like
hate
rats.
Each other. He hated her there. He can't look at her. He can't stand her there. How did they ever start dating? What was Carl thinking? He knows
this
exactly
is,
who she is. What? How did it
this is the thing.
Happen?
He looks sick from stress. Like
he does.
He looks just unhealthy being around Lindsay. And the thing that really bothers me is that I feel like if, you know, Lindsay, you've been single, you're 30, I don't know how old she is, 37, 35, whatever. She's been on this grind for 20 years. She found a nice man who honestly loved her and she can't just
she
be sober. If she was sober and a partner rather than a drunk accusing him of being on coke, I think they could have worked.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She's so irrational and like rude. Just don't say
and
you're
nasty.
Sorry. Nasty. She's a bitch.
She ruins everyone's night and she's fighting in the car. Her fighting in the car and then gets to the club and makes or Gabby leave with her. Gabby told her to fuck off.
You know that like phrase, somebody's a cooler, like you don't want them around you when they're gambling. They'll just seriously. Like, ice everything. She's the cooler of the vibe. Like she comes in, she just shit all over West. We'll talk about him. I love him so much.
I do
too.
He's
bringing so much life to it. He was nice as fuck to her, and she treated him like shit. Like she's
so sweet.
Queen of Sheba up on the second floor. It's like, what's wrong with you?
I wanted to hate Jesse Solomon, then he drops the cancer card, and I love
him.
Yeah,
can't hate him. Like, right. Can't
hate, I love him.
Right. It just was
poor
really
guy,
sad.
Young to get testicular cancer. That's
twice,
scary.
Right?
Spread to his stomach.
Ugh. I know.
Poor guy.
It instantly made me have like compassion and like him when I was ready to throw him off a building.
It was a good move. It was a good move.
Right.
And West was so funny saying, what if I would have said I visited all the 50 states after?
He's like, imagine if he'd gone first and I went second. I love
he's
West.
A darling.
I think he's adorable. I've never liked, they finally cast somebody with life in one of these supporting roles. It's great.
No, it's right. Him and Jesse are, it's a great cast. Except for Lindsay.
Lindsay.
I guess without Lindsay, would it just be smooth sailing? Which was enjoyable. I really enjoyed the first episode because you have Amanda who is a wretch. I don't want to say she's wretched because I think I do see her side with Kyle, but also it's like it's an old story that we've had to go on the same trip over and over again with them.
The thing is he has a point and she has a point.
Yeah.
But it's like the problem is there. I loved your tweet where it was like, if she got another job, their problems would be solved. And I agree, like removing the stress of the business from their dynamic, then she could be a piece of shit at some other job.
Right.
And like, then it's not your problem. And you can go to your wife with your problems rather than her being the problem. Right. I just
picture her as Jennifer Aniston working at Bennigan's wearing flair. That's where she belongs, as a waitress at Applebee's.
Great analogy. She should just be an influencer who posts herself in fashion outfits and just like...
She's too lazy.
Yeah.
She is lazy, I think.
I also didn't like that, like, I almost... A good season for Paige as well, but Paige, like, listening to Kyle... And then when she kind of tells Amanda that he's like, she just like goes on this like, well, fucking Kyle, well, he fucking cheated. It goes back to the what we know, the foundation
Same
of their
story,
problems,
right?
That she can't get past. And of course not. And so it's like, you just, it's the, we're back on the hamster wheel of their bullshit. So I don't know. I liked them when they were happy. It's unfortunate. It kind of bums me out.
What happened?
Really, like,
everything was going so good.
And she said the pregnancy test, they realized like, we're not anywhere near close, ready in this stage of life. It's all
who is
apart since
it's over. Right. You guys, her body's all fucked up. Who knows if she can have a baby? She's got those hormonal issues that she said she wasn't getting a period for 15 years. He's 100. Like, it's time's up. You either do it now, stop going to the freaking, they need to stop going.
The summer, he's in his 40s now. We're not
right.
40. He's like 42. Like, we are. It's, and I love Kyle. The way Kyle has a deep friendship with that banana that he's like literally talking
to. He's great.
Time,
I would miss him.
Nuts. But it's like, we got to hang it up and we got to move on. And
I'd rather watch a Lover Boy show.
I would 100% watch a Lover Boy. Him flipping out about
and they have
product.
They have a lot of employees. There is a show.
If I made a drink like a Lover Boy and every time we got together, I'm forcing it down your throat. You're drinking it. Like, I just can't imagine that it can be this good that they're every scene they're drinking a Lover Boy, which is incredible marketing and great.
Yeah.
Like, this is probably fucking pays their bills for the year, but there's no way they want to drink it this much.
And Paige saying, I want to have a Lover Boy when she got there. I was like, what? What are you talking about,
crazy?
Paige? You have class.
I know. So maybe it is that good. I've never tried it, so I really can't talk
I just
shit,
love how they act like people have babies when they're 50.
I know.
You're out of time. This is it.
I know. It's so true. Oh, my God.
The people, it's crazy. I guess she's younger, but there is something with this old sperm. There has to be some type of effects that...
You love this one of your favorite talking points.
And the men suck,
the old
too,
sperm.
Okay?
Right? Oh, my God.
No, I didn't mean to joke about Jesse Solomon. It was almost refreshing. Like, his life isn't perfect. not refreshing. It's a sick way to put it, but it made me like him. It's sick.
It made me like him as well. I thought it humanized him instantly because the way he's like really trying to come for Paige is really interesting. And like he really doesn't see a relationship as a barrier, which is fascinating. He's just like, whoever the one I like the most is who I'm going for. It's like, this isn't 1500s medieval times. What are you talking about?
Because he's tall and got that smile and he can just get whatever the hell he wants, and he always has.
The
but
other
Paige
thing
is with, I mean, I do think Craig is cuter than him though, but we know Craig.
100%.
And Craig has,
love Craig.
Even though I'm not into Craig's hands, I'm not sexually attracted to Craig, and I'm not sexually attracted to Jesse Solomon.
No.
Or West. I'm not attracted
to
little boys.
Like, I thought you would like
West.
No,
I love him.
I don't know why.
If I was his age, I would be. I pray my children are exactly like him. I love him. He is a god to me.
You know what I love is like seeing somebody who, when you look at them, you'd be like, they're a 5, but their personality, they're a 9 instantly.
Yeah.
And like, he has that boost of confidence and like genuine, just like, I don't know. He's funny and like
cool
he
life.
Connects with people, just like good vibes. And like, it does make him so much more attractive with a freaking handlebar mustache and like orange hair. Like, you know, like he just, it helps. And
his
it's
parents
nice to see somebody like, like he was raised right.
He's traveling around with his parents. They had a fun
life. 50 states is adorable. I love it.
His dad's a bull rider or whatever. Yeah, and his mom's an OBGYN. What a pairing.
Right. I love it.
He is fun. He's got a great energy. He is like very similar to Kyle. Him and they're good. It's
yes.
fun.
Yes.
I wish Paige would have sex with Jesse Solomon and ruin her life on TV. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, okay. So Danielle, I hated Danielle over these 2 episodes. Her at the party in that stupid blue outfit, hitting on guys like she's 15, text me, like making out with Rand. It was just like, I do not, watching Danielle is like, makes me uncomfortable, especially coming off the heels of Winter House, which is a horrible showing for her. And I just am really over it.
I love your wording.
What?
Good, terrible showing. I love it. That's hilarious.
It was. She looks pathetic. Pathetic on
I
Winter
can't
House.
Stand her.
She's so annoying.
And she's
just
on
like,
Watch What Happens Live saying she's team. She was team Lindsay throughout the whole breakup and everything. But she's watching this now, and it's surprising to her, or who knows? But she's just as sick as Lindsay. And to go back and after she made you look like such a fool last year,
I know.
And to go right back into Regina George's arms, you are pathetic.
Man, Lindsay is just, because the thing with Lindsay is like, she doesn't just come for people once. Like her and Danielle, they fought for the entire season. She shit all over her. Lindsay
That's
has
no
class as a person. That is no friend. What she did here this night with Carl, that alone, he should have broken up with her right then, because she didn't say it one time. She texted him. She said it to Gabby 3 or 4 times, and it reminds her of when he was on coke. It's like, do you understand what you're implying?
Cocaine Carl. Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Carl.
It's sick.
About somebody who's your partner's brother died of an overdose, and he is actively like trying to be sober and the best version of himself, and you're gaslighting him like this? You said sober now. It's like, fuck off. That is horrible.
And she doubles down in the morning, like, here's your water. That's such an abusive thing, trying to act like you care about him. And then you get in the bed, and he's being so nice to her and calm.
Stop yelling at me. He's like, Lindsay, I am not yelling. She's like, you're incapable of understanding my experience. And he's like, you're right. I am. It's horrible. And it's a shame, because you can see like Carl, he still wants to like have fun in life. Like he's out at the bar sober till 1:30 a.m.
He
still wants to be part of the group. And you make it.
Tell he's sober.
Yeah. He does, like, exactly. And that's the other thing, Lindsay. You're the drunk one. Your judgment is impaired. How many times have we all done something fucking asinine when you're wasted? It's, you know what I mean? So it's like,
she poured that glass of rosé, it's like, it's over.
Yeah. And the way
she
was putting
that
ice in.
And she's all nervous and acting crazy. Yep. She's a bad person.
She's deeply insecure, and she lets it affect. She's like one of those people that is really insecure, but super mean to protect herself. And it's just gross. And Carl should have broken up with her right here.
I was disgusted.
That's a problem. He knew in the park, that scene you talked about with the water. He knew then he didn't want to marry her. He should have gotten out sooner. That's the only thing I'll say. He should
have
broken it
off. And we're going to have a baby. Thank God he did. I was so wrong. Thank God he did.
We were like, remember? We were like, last season of Summer House, we're like, leave him alone. They seem happy. Oh, it's a mess.
The babe and his face and the way he looks at her. Yeah. There was a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
That was not on camera. And for her to do that on camera is, she knows that she's going to be, that's all going to be on there. It's not her first rodeo.
No.
So it's interesting that she's so belligerent and cruel and doesn't care that it's on video, on tape.
Yes. Yes. It's crazy.
And maybe she gets, the way he felt like he had to get out of there, he knows that's going to just escalate.
It's just, she will fuck up every relationship until she like figures out her shit.
Until she's dead. She shouldn't drink either.
No, that's what I'm saying. She shouldn't. And like, again, you guys could have a good, because when she was sober supporting him, they were at Barry's boot camp, whatever. It worked.
Right.
Doing their thing.
Why did he propose? I think that's probably why.
Yeah, you're right. And it all.
And that's why people like him shouldn't date. That's why they tell you, don't freaking date a year or whatever. Maybe it was more than a year. Who knows? But
right.
It's fascinating to me that he got this deep with her, though, knowing her so well.
I know.
Because she's batshit.
Listen, he's not perfect either.
It used to be fun in a way.
Right. Well, what you made me think of.
He's so logical. If that was my son, I would be so sad that he has to deal with someone like that.
I know. It's a shame.
And if that was my daughter, I would bitch slap her.
AA thing. The season of Curb. Tracy, Larry is dating Tracy Altman. And
I can't believe it's fascinating. How did they end up together on the show? What did I miss?
I forget. There was something.
Living there just as like a thing. I didn't think that they were actually dating.
Right.
And then I saw her at breakfast.
Yeah, but like, so he's essentially like her therapist or her sponsor told him he has to wait 6 months to break up with her for sobriety. So he's like counting down.
Oh, that's right. Okay, good. So they are together. I remember that.
Yes, yes. This last episode, I love Curb. It's just fun.
Curb, but it doesn't make me, this season's a little lackluster for me. And it hurts me to say that, but you seem
it
to
enjoy
it. It is
the last season, and
the eggs I thought was a funny shtick or whatever. And
it's like a little cheesy, but there are like moments of gold within that are still really good.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'd watch him. I'd watch him on do anything. I love him. But.
Yeah. I know what you mean though.
And Susie, I'll watch her on any interview. I watched her and the girl.
I watched that as well.
Okay. Whatever. On Watch What Happens Live. Susie is, she's best friends with Joy Behar, which makes sense. But
totally.
God, they should have a show. Susie could have been the next Wendy Williams.
Any scene she is in, to your comparison, I am engaged. Like, you know what I mean? There is a difference when she's on screen. She's such a star. She's so funny. And just the way her and Larry's banter and the way she talks shit in her outfits, she's great. She's a star. She's a star. She's phenomenal.
She's amazing.
All right. Should we talk traitors? Is there anything else in Summer House?
Oh, yeah. I don't like how Paige, I hate this whole shtick of Paige saying that her husband, she has to baby her boyfriend. I hate that whole thing. Respect Craig. Everyone shits on Craig his whole life. And now his girlfriend or fiance to be is on TV saying, oh, he's a little baby boy and I have to take care of him. He runs a freaking pillow empire and he's he passed the bar and he does
leave
shit
Craig
in
alone.
Life.
I agree.
I hate that shtick of,
she
of
does
women
lean into
belittling
like,
men like that.
Yeah, she does lean into that shtick a
like,
lot.
Like, I take care of him. What are you taking care of? You don't even see him. All you care about is taking your dumb outfits in the mirror.
She has him by the balls fully in all aspects, and it's just super. She likes to dominate. She likes to like emphasize that a lot, and it's like Craig is a catch. You should be like, again, look at the growth of this human being. While he's been on reality TV, he became a better person. When the fuck does that happen? Like, never.
You should get his flowers like we give him on this podcast.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, and he is successful. It's not like he's a loser. He's not Shep. Shep is the baby.
I agree.
I don't know. I hate that. And he should dump her for that. He's her rib.
Right.
I love that. I don't even really understand it. Yeah. Oh, I guess one last thing. Sierra, I do like happy Sierra. It's like a whole different person. It's like an alien chopped off her head and put it on. It's a lot better. But
listen, I would love Sierra if she hadn't have been so obsessed with Austin. That's when I just couldn't get past my judgment of her in that scenario.
I'm glad you bring that up. When they say she really says, I dated a funny man, and then they flash back to Austin, he's not funny.
No.
Stop it.
No, he's funny you dated him, but
funny
he's
to
not
look
funny.
At. He's funny. He's a baby boy.
Right, right. Yes, he's someone you have to, great point. Ever since then, and her dirty bed. Those are the two things I cannot look past with her. Outside of that, I agree with you. It is fun. And she's one of the most beautiful people. I mean, her body, her face, really incredible. But yeah, just can't
great
get past
season. Them. Loving so it. Amanda, yeah. Even though Amanda's so unhinged, it's entertaining. She is one of the nastiest wives I've ever seen on TV.
She really
And Kyle wild. Just takes it like he's taking punches
that,
to the gut.
That morning when they woke up and she's just like fucking raging. It's like, ooh, have fun on that ride, Kyle.
it's a great. I never would have thought that I would love it so much.
Yeah.
All Vanderpump right. Rules real fast. I've caught up a little bit. I don't really ever think I'll ever watch it full term because it's hard
this
to watch him.
They are fully positioning this as like a redemption season for Sandoval. They're just slowly bringing him back into the group, which is a weird move.
I wish he had a part in Dune. Wouldn't that be hilarious if he was on the planet? He belongs on Dune.
Ariana. She's clinging on too much to, she's just a hater and I understand it, but it's like she has benefited so massively from this. Just like lean into your positive
trajectory
of your life and like get out of the toxicity. So I'm like, it's okay. It's
powerful to quit the show.
I mean, or just move out of the fucking house. Like, how about
the
that?
The show sucks.
Imagine living with your ex like that, where if you're out in the common area, you're nervous they're going to walk. Like the uncomfortableness of that living situation, I'll never get over. They just should have left.
Watching, I want to say Blaine, that's not his name, yell at Sheena in the bathing suit store.
Oh, that was bad as well.
It's Brock. Like if his mom wants to watch the kid while you go away, that's heaven.
It's great. I mean, that's free childcare. What are we complaining about?
And it's a family member. I mean, he's aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
It's hard to watch. And them fighting in the street.
Yeah.
How long do you give them? Vicky Gumbelson, five years?
Maybe. I don't know.
What else is going on in the show?
Nothing. Really nothing. It's all about, it's still just continuing to be about him. All
right. Sandoval's more likable than Hub House right now.
Right. So true. My God, what a bad showing for her.
It's over. There's no way. I can't even hear her voice anymore. It's over for me.
Who?
Me and Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay. Yeah, same.
I told Geneva, my only person that will stick up that is Teresa Giudice. She's the only one left. Ramona, I had to let her go.
Yep.
Lindsay had to let her go. And yeah. Teresa's it.
Look at our judgment, guys. Our foundational three. All right.
They leave us no choice.
Should we go? All right, traitors. I've seen so many memes of CT looking at Phaedra. I love that so much.
That's sweet.
I love that the more general public are getting introduced to CT at this stage, because like there is 20 years of gold of him on reality TV that like remains for the true, like the true people who know CT, you know, but it's like, it's just a great introduction for him, for people. Even the way he attacked that challenge, like him and Trishelle, it was like watching the challenge, them trying to hop over those things. The only two people that could
right.
do it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
and him at 40 with a belly, he's doing his thing.
Yeah. You know? Isn't Loved that it. Great? Dumb Loved question. It. Where did CT yeah. originate on MTV?
Real World. I think it was Real World Paris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
MTV should really start doing, they should show all, well, I guess it's on Paramount, huh?
Is it? Yeah, I guess they are all on Paramount, the old seasons. But it's like, again,
the world needs to go back to that type of reality TV. It really does. Just let people fly.
Yeah, it was good. But meanwhile, MTV is showing ridiculousness 17 hours a day.
Look at that memory.
Am I right?
Eva, you're sick. Yes. Yes. Wow.
Star. Star. How'd you feel about Phaedra finally getting it? I mean, she lasted a long time.
She lasted a long time, and I think she could have fought harder, and I think she was dumb. The way that she would react to the roundtables and yeah, the way that she bad. Acted as a traitor, I think she could have got to the end if Dan didn't screw it up just
for
because
sure.
people like her a lot.
Yes. She would have made it if she had decided, okay, the Dan thing fucked her, but she wasn't playing the game near the end. She relied on her charm like to carry her through that first part, which it did. But then when it came to strategically playing the game, like what she should have done there, instead of getting rid of the, they didn't get rid of Trishelle. They got rid of
John.
She should have just randomly like take out MJ.
She should have got
Sheree.
Yeah.
Or Sheree. Like right. She wasn't playing the game at the end to the point where she was the attention. It could only be her. And it was like,
that's
you could have flipped
with
the
this
script.
Game.
Yeah.
They all act like it's real life that this traitor is in the game.
Yes, I know. I know.
Who gives a shit about what you and Sheree have? This is a freaking game.
Well, Sheree doesn't know what game she's playing. When she's like talking to Sheree, Phaedra's like, I don't even know what. Like, and it's like just so obvious. She's pretty much telling you she's a traitor.
When
and Sheree's just like,
are you a traitor? On Real Housewives of Atlanta, I don't remember them having such a history. They act like it was now and then with Phaedra, Nene, Sheree, and Kim Zolciak riding their bikes. Yeah. It didn't seem like it was like that.
It's for me, it's like Sheree. This is a really like bad showing for Sheree in terms of current intelligence.
Right. Yeah.
No, it's just like it's now we know why, like you said, why the basement is unfinished, why She by Sheree has still not come to fruition, how she has these like shitty parties with this like play, like just everything that's happened to Sheree now makes sense to me watching her try to figure out what show she's on and how to play this game.
it's
really nuts. Oh my God.
You're right though. Phaedra gave up at that last roundtable. She should have acted like act like you are upset that you didn't get the traitor. She's just like, well, and packs up and walks yep. away. And then in the morning at the breakfast, completely does not act like everybody else. When they're asking you, what do you think? And these traitors, all of them said, oh, I don't know. Come up with something. Act like you have a freaking thought for someone is a traitor.
And she's just pouring her tea. Like it really, she was very disconnected and she gave up fully. And she couldn't figure out a way to even try to play a game. And I think they might get Kate, but Kate might sail to the end, which would be kind of weird because she was in it for like 2 episodes as a traitor.
Yeah, it is. She's interesting. I did not like the way that she came and said something. What she said, this, you're not, what was the thing at the end? Not the thing that was rude to Phaedra at the round table.
Who?
I should have wrote it down. Kate. What was her?
Oh, she did. She said something to her, like about when she called her out as a traitor.
Not skillful, but
yes.
Something.
Yeah.
See, Kate's a bitch.
Yeah. She's going to throw you under the bus at the end for sure. You know?
She didn't need to do that. She could just say, Phaedra, I think that you're the traitor. She kind of did get personal and nasty.
But then you heard after somebody was like, why'd she do that? It makes it like that.
Yeah,
threw up a flag to them that maybe she's a traitor. And you're right. If she'd played it cool, she would have sailed under the radar.
I'm shocked the way that Kate acted as a traitor. You would have thought that she could play it cool. The way that she used to put together everything on a cruise, on a freaking yacht. She acted so frazzled and nuts. This her whole demeanor changed the second she became a traitor.
Yeah, yeah, it did. Look, MJ took one look at her and knew. Okay, I loved MJ hopping across when she made it across the water things. She'd like, I'm so proud of myself. It was like you could tell she dead ass was like extremely proud of herself, which I just loved. She's like the true
such
joy.
A lover.
It's hilarious.
Her and Sandra are they are so fun. They're a cute little duo on there. They look alike. They're so cute.
Yes.
Sandra really grew on me a lot.
Me too. And she's figuring it out too. She might win. She might help them win all this shit. She's the only one who's like still trying to play the game.
I really did. Yeah. MJ, I love her on reality TV. We never really saw this side of, we did because her mom was always like drill sergeanting her.
Yeah.
Her whole life, she's very soft for having the mother that she has. If anybody yes. hasn't watched Shaw's of Sunset, she's got a really cool mom. Vita is, she's a badass chick. I love a woman like Vita. She should be running countries.
Yes.
But as a mother,
rough mom,
I'm so happy I got what I got and not a Vita because
yes,
I don't know how MJ is so sweet. I just don't understand.
That's a shocking part because Vita was rough. On MJ,
brutal.
Like rough, brutal. And so that she is so like measured and calm and like nice is really fascinating.
Very lovable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder who's gonna. Okay, so tell me.
Yeah.
Who? How do they win? And what happens at the end? I've never seen the end of it.
They have to get out the traitor to win. So there's another vote, I think, and they have to get it right on the like by the end.
And if they don't get it right, Kate wins everything?
Yes. Wins the pot. Yeah.
Wow.
I hope they get her. I would love to see the Faithfuls win, honestly. Now that Phaedra's out.
They're so dumb.
I know.
Sandra's not a traitor. MJ's not a traitor. CT's not. It doesn't take. How can
right,
they not
like,
see it? I don't understand.
If we're down to like six people, how are we not like even the Phaedra thing? It was like how we all know this. Like there are not that many people left. So just do the math. Like
they designed the show. There would be more episodes if there were more traitors.
Yes, maybe. Oh, you mean like if there were three?
If there were more traitors left in the game, it's just interesting how it can all break down and why they had to bring Kate in and make her.
Right. We'll see. I think they're going to get her, though. I don't know.
They need to
Sandra
get this.
Might bring it
I
home.
Need to see this show.
Yeah.
I need to be back to back. I need the traitors. It has been a unification of everyone. Everyone loves the traitors.
Yes.
We need the show. Everyone loves Phaedra. You don't see Phaedra hate. Everyone loves who they love. And everybody hates Trishel. And
yes.
I understand. I mean, I love Trishel because she's been with us for so long and she's a great character, but I love Phaedra more, and I can see why people hate Trishel, but
I hate Trishel's fashion. I'll just say that. I wanted to rip that feather boa thing she was wearing her last up like this last episode.
Somebody
she
said
really...
that they do make them dress like they're on in Clue, which makes sense.
Oh, okay. Then I take it entirely back. Then it's not as ridiculous.
Because after you see CT wearing like the newsboy
cap,
it all makes
boy
sense.
Cap. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And who's
which is a good idea because I don't want to watch him. And Trishel probably wears like Forever 21 all the time. I don't want to watch
wearing,
her
like,
wearing that
Lululemon
Fashion
workout
Nova.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll take it back then. Fine. Then she got the short end of the stick in terms of the styling. I'll say that.
Do you think
because I thought Phaedra looked incredible every scene she was in.
Do you think Phaedra had sex with CT? Do you think there is a love connection? Maybe not sex there, but maybe do you think there it's romance or is it just friendship?
There's deep admiration in their eyes to one another that really was surprising to me. That like he was looking at her, like I've seen the meme of the screenshot of him looking at her, like I want somebody to look at me like this. And it's true. You really, but I don't know. That would be very interesting because neither of them seem like each other's type at all. What do you think?
I don't know. I really don't know. I wonder if there is something there and we're going to find out that there is a real romance.
Maybe. It's crazy.
It'd be wild.
I love John. I was sad to see him go. He should have stayed to the end.
He was great. I did love that they picked him, though. It was better than going for Trishelle. But either way, I came to the same conclusion. Like, Phaedra gave up at the end, which was unfortunate.
Phaedra at the end at the round table. I mean, she really just sat there and didn't even defend herself.
I know.
She knew.
Yeah, the game. She just couldn't figure it out. When she actually got a chance to play the game, she wasn't really playing it.
Janelle and someone else said that they came out and Dan had told them that he would give up a traitor behind the scenes and gave up Phaedra. But I don't know if that's true. And there should be, everyone should always be recorded unless they go back to their hotel rooms so that that does not happen. I don't know how they can stop that from happening. But Janelle didn't seem like she knew it was Phaedra, if I'm thinking correctly. Okay.
That's interesting. Mm.
And then why wouldn't everybody just, if that was the case.
Right.
But Dan there should be punishment, corporal punishment for what he did. Ruining this TV show, ruining the game. That's a weekly entertainment for all of us to enjoy worldwide. Yes. And he fucked that over for us. It's not fair.
Take him to the stake.
It's just weird to do that can happen. They need to fix that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's no way around it other than just morals, because he could have said it about anybody. And
Dan, if he was on that show we loved, Outlast, he would have been the people stealing the sleeping bags.
Yeah.
That's his vibe, you know?
I hope they do make another one of those shows. I did like that.
Please. It's great. One of the best things I watched.
Somebody, I was listening to a podcast, and the first traders in the UK was just regular people, and they said that was the best because it was like electricians and regular old grocery workers that are trying to make a buck, and see, that's when they would really play a game.
Yes. Maybe we watch the UK. I love a UK show.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking of how we could find it, the original UK one.
I wonder.
I want them to cast better so that there isn't such a unification of people.
Yeah, it's tricky.
It's hard to stop
what
it.
What caliber
time
of people, you know what I mean? Like, they're pulling from the same shows depending on the caliber of, like, people they're going for, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, imagine if we really went into the dumpster and got some, like, Love After Lockup people. And, like, Cheryl. Could you imagine, like, somebody who's been in prison, how they'd play this game? Let's go.
They need to. Get Angela from Love After or 90 Day Fiancé.
Got her a couple phones going. Come on.
Michael's gone AWOL and the whole in the
I saw that. Jesus Christ.
How is Michael involved with her still? Poor Michael.
It's ridiculous.
Let him in. Guys. Give him the keys to the castle. He can have it all. I'll pay my taxes just for Michael.
He's
Let
survived
him have a good life
for like 15 years. He deserves like hazard pay and like a mansion.
Love him so much.
It's great. I can't believe they're still together. All right, anything else here?
Oh,
Alan
Cumming laughing at them falling in the water.
Oh,
was
that was great.
Just the best.
He's great. I love him. Couldn't agree more. The genuine joy all of them had in like laughter
it's
of
so
like
fun.
Watching
you
them
feel
try
it.
To yeah, like trying to run across those water things was just great. Watching the non-athleticism, some of those falls were hilarious. I mean, just good.
It's a good show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
It's really fun.
Super fun.
Was the season one as good? I watched about 3 episodes, but
yeah, loved it.
Okay,
I
gotta keep
great.
Watching.
Yeah, keep going.
I know who won. It was spoiled for me, but
all right, guys, we'll be back next week wrapping up Love Is Blind as well as checking in on all of our faves. So until then, we love
you. See you later.
Be back.